Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الطهور شطر الإيمان والحمد لله تملأ الميزان وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام All praise and thanks for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala of His infinite kindness and mercy once again. Allah gave us the tawfiq and the ability to come here and to gather in His house the Mubarak day of Jumu'ah. Allah's favors upon us, we cannot count. Allah says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. If you try to count the favors of Allah, you can never count the favors of Allah. And the greatest gift Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with is the ni'mat of Iman. This ni'mat of Iman which Allah gave us, we have to make a lot of shukr for this Iman. Allah says in the Quran, first to understand and appreciate this ni'mat of Iman, Allah Ta'ala explains to us the value of Iman. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ. That verily those people, kafaru, they disbelieve in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ. And they pass away in the condition of disbelief. So Allah says, فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَرِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَوْدِ ذَهَبًا. Even if they are prepared to give Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the entire world full of this gold. Imagine if I tell you that I'm so happy with you and I got so much of muhabbat for you, I just want to give you this masjid full of Kruger coins. You say, Mawlana, there's no better person than you in the world. This masjid. Allah is not saying this province, not the country. Allah says, فَلَيْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ أَحَرِهِمْ مِلْءُ الْأَوْدِ ذَهَبًا. The entire world full of gold. Allah says, فَلَيْ يُقْبَلْ. Allah will not accept this as a ransom to save the person from the fire of Jahannam. So for this we have to thank Allah again and again. One is Iman, the greatest gift. But greater than this is to die with Iman. Greater than this. So all the time we have to be concerned and worried. So one is the preservation of Iman. As Allah Ta'ala blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his deen has come to us from Sahaba radiyallahu anhum, the chain of narration from all this, our ulama. And then this deen came to us in its original form. Now it is very, very important for us to preserve this deen. If we're not going to preserve this deen, and we're going to try and dilute this deen, then we are going to pay the price. So Allah says in this verse, see, we've seen today there's so much of conditions in the ummah. And the ummah is undergoing so much of difficulties. So just one verse that I will discuss with you, where Allah is explaining to us the problem and the mistakes that Banu Israel made. So Allah says, لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُودَ وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَسَوْ وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ. That Allah says, لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ. Banu Israel were cursed on the tongues of Musa, of Dawood alayhi salam and Isa alayhi salam. For you to understand, Isa alayhi salam, he is known for his compassion. Very, very compassionate, very soft Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if you slap him on one cheek, he was so soft, he will offer you his other cheek to slap. But now imagine what this Banu Israel did, that he had to also curse them. So Allah says, لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُودَ وَعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمَ ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَسَوْ. Because they disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they transgressed. Then Allah gives the reasons. So let us analyze and see now, what made them deserving of being cursed? And the punishment was that they turned into apes and swines. So Allah says, كَانُوا لَا يَتَنَاهُونَ عَمْ مُنْكَرٍ فَعَلُوا. That they did not stop. When they saw wrong was being done amongst them, they did not stop the wrong. Many people, you know, sometimes in Jamaat Bayan we hear also that this ummah is given the honor and that this work of Amar bin Ma'ruf is only for this ummah. No. From this verse we understand that this work of Amar bin Ma'ruf and commanding the good and stopping the wrong was also from the previous ummah. Allah is saying it here, kanu la yatanahuna munkarin fa'alu. Because he did not stop people from wrong, that is why they became deserving of the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the curse of the Nabi. And the second mistake they made was, tara kathiran minhum yatawalluna alladhina kafaru. Tara kathiran minhum yatawalluna alladhina kafaru. The second mistake they made was that they became friends with the kuffar. They became that compromising mindset. You see that they were very, very compromising. So we see now these people are promoting a thing called the Abrahamic faith, interfaith, that we cannot accept this here. So Allah is saying, كَانُوا لَا يَتَرَى كَثِيرًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتَوَلَّوْنَ. They became very, very friendly with the kuffar. So we cannot become friendly. Now the Pope passed away now. People are saying, what now? That he did so much of good. So now we cannot say that he's going to go to the fire of Jahannam. No, we can't say that. If there's anyone deserving, any disbeliever deserving of not entering Jahannam, it was who? Abu Talib. He was, imagine the support that he gave Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he was the one who protected Nabi so much. And yet, he also passed away. It was a very, very sad day for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Allah has made it very, very clear. إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. That you cannot guide who you want to guide. Allah guides who he wants to guide. So Abu Talib also, he will not be able to enter Jannah. So we see we cannot compromise and try and be too close to the kuffar. This is not the mindset of a Muslim. Recently there was a jamaat, you know, from Bangladesh, Mastura jamaat. And in there were four couples. So I'd like to share something with you that I took lesson. Maybe you can also take some lesson from this. So there are four couples in the jamaat. Three were very, very educated. Three were professors. One person was a very simple person. He could not even speak English. He could speak Urdu. But when he was speaking, his words were hitting the heart. So as we got to know the jamaat, because they say they were Mastura jamaat, they were spending some time at my brother's house, so I was spending some time with them. So the other brother was telling me, see, this brother, what was his sacrifice? The tashkeer was made, so his wife wanted to come on in the path of Allah. And now they had no means. So they sold whatever they had to sell. Their jewelry, whatever extra they had, they sold it. So because they sold it now, this man's words were having a different effect. His qurbani was very, very great. So we always heard that people, you know, people sell their conveniences. Sometimes the person only has one ox, or one cow in India, and he sells this. But this person, now we met him, and we could see. So he mentioned few things to me, but I will mention these few statements, and I will support it from Quran and Hadith. So he said, dunya ka koi qeemat nahi. Dunya ka koi, the dunya got no value. Dunya got no value. And what the hadith? That, لُوْكَانَتِ الدُّنْيَا تَعْدِلُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِثْقَالَ بَعُوضَ. If the entire dunya, and whatever it contains, had the value of the wing of a mosquito, مَا سَقَ اللَّهُ كَافِرًا شُرْبَتَمَا. Allah won't give the kafir even one sip of water to drink. So in the eyes of Allah, this dunya got no value. We have attached a lot of value to the dunya. But in the eyes of Allah, now just, there's another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi alayhi wa sallam said, a time will come before Qiyamah, the kuffar will get together. Exactly what we experience here now. The kuffar will get together, and they will try and they will eat you up, like how a morsel of food is eaten on the dastarkhan. Sahaba asked the question, at that time, will we be a lot in number, or will we be a little in number? The answer came, no, you'll be a lot in number. So Sahaba got more confused, that they saw victory with little in number. So how can we be a lot in number, and still be defeated? And they eat us up like how you eat, morsel of food is consumed on the dastarkhan. So then Rasulullah said, they'll have a sickness, al-wahan. So Sahaba asked, مَا الْوَحْنُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What is this? Maybe we heard this hadith before. Let us now try and introspect and see what have I, how much have I practiced upon this. So Rasulullah is giving he prophesied. So asked, مَا الْوَحْنُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What is this wahan? So the answer came, حُبُّ الدُّنْيَا وَكَرَاهِيَةُ الْمُوتِ. Love for dunya. And hate. This is our sickness today. So wherever we see this is our sickness. So we have to understand and analyze that this is, so he said, then he mentioned, dunya ki waqf qeemti hai. What is it? The time of dunya is precious. Let us understand. The time of dunya is precious. So we have to try and see. Then he explained that a person who says Subhanallah, or he'll say Alhamdulillah, what reward you get? تَمْلَأُ مَا بَيْنَ السَّمَاءَ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah will give you the reward that will fill the entire area between the heaven and the earth. I tell you, but you know, Shiraz, by you, my friend, I'd like to do you a favor. You know, just come and work with me for me, just like 1 minute. And I'll give you 1 rand coins for what your eye can see.
this whole area of this heaven, whatever your eye can see here, what you say, Mawlana, hey, you're such a good man, I don't think I can find a better boss than you. I want to work for you. If I work for you for 1 hour, can you still pay me? I said, yeah, I can pay you. Can I work for you 24 hours a day? So you say, I'll work for you 8 till 8, I'll be your... Who can pay you this amount of money? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most generous. Allah ta'ala is the most kind. For Allah ta'ala to give us this is nothing. I'm not talking about your eye can see. Tamla ma bayna as-sama wa al-ard. Allah says, not what your eye can see. This is the entire, Allah say, see subhanallah. See subhanallah. Allah will give you a reward. The reward that will fill the entire area between the heaven and the earth. So what he mentioned? Dunya ki waqt qeemti hai. The time of dunya is very, very precious. So don't waste time. Value time, appreciate time. Tabi said, I met Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and every Sahabi that I met, they appreciated time more than money. Why? Because they understood the value of time. So what you going to do in this time? They say, only in Jannah there's no hatred, there's no jealousy, there's only one regret, there's no jealousy, there's no fighting, there's no quarreling. In Jannah there's one regret. Why I did not say Subhanallah one more time? Because you see, the person who said that Subhanallah one more time, what he achieved. So dunya ki waqt qeemti qeemat nahi. Dunya ki waqt qeemti hai. The time of dunya is absolutely precious. Let us, I'm talking to myself here. That how can I understand this and appreciate the time of dunya? Then the second statement he made, zindagi nahi jiske andar maut hai. Death is not death. Life is not life. Zindagi is not life. Jiske andar maut hai, in which there's death. Zindagi wahi zindagi hai jiske andar maut nahi. Life is that life in which there's no death. Now to make us understand this, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take a ram. The ram will come in the form of a sheep. And then Allah ta'ala will instruct that this sheep will come in the form of death. Allah will then instruct for this sheep to be slaughtered. When this sheep is slaughtered, this will signify that there's no more death. The people of Jahannam, they will be full of remorse and regret. Why? Because now there's no end to their pain and their grief. They will have to remain in Jahannam forever and forever. And the people of Jannat, they will be full of happiness. Why? Because they will remain in Jannat forever and forever. Well, so one brother was telling me, another Jamaat brother, something Allah inspires them. He was spending 7 months in Sudan. And he was giving us his Kalbuzari. So he mentioned this point to me. He said that if there was death, then the Jannati should have died out of happiness. And the Jahannami should have died out of sadness. Heart attack. So now, okay, we can understand dying out of sadness, but can you die out of happiness? So Muftisab explained this to us once, Another incident he explained to us. There was a peasant. And the peasant was, working, and he should go to visit the church weekly. And it so happened that he won the lotto. So the pastor, now he should, every Sunday he should go visit the pastor, but he was a peasant, poor person. So the pastor now got the news that he won the lottery. Like a big amount, say 50 million pounds. This is an example now. So now the pastor is thinking, if we break this news to this man, he won't be able to contain his happiness, he'll die. So now they think, how to break sad news, but you have to know how to break happy news also. First time you're hearing of this maybe. How to break happy news. So the pastor is telling him, you know what? If you win the lotto, what will be your reaction like? He said, no, I can never win the lotto. Where a man like me can? He said, but if you win it, what will you do? So he said, no, if I win the lotto, pastor, half is yours. The pastor had a heart attack, he passed away. You understand? So what I'm saying, that this is called, that's what this person said now, that if there was death, then the people of Jannah, they should have died out of happiness. The people of Jahannam, they should have died out of sadness. So zindagi nahi jiske andar maut hai. Zindagi wahi zindagi hai jiske andar maut nahi. So let us understand and just ponder and reflect now. The real life is akhirat. Why are we so deceived with this life? So the third point he made is that dunya ko samajna bohot asan. To understand dunya is very, very easy. We see a person now got a very good job, very good degree, very good business. He's making a lot of money. And he's living life, best of food, best of clothing. He got the most palatial home, everything, holiday destinations. So what's our desire? Every one of us in the same boat now. How can I become like him? How can I earn so much of money? So I can also enjoy life like how he's enjoying life. So dunya ko samajna, we all understood it, right? That's why we're working so hard. Just waiting for that bayan to finish now. We can get back to work. Right? So now, dunya ko samajna, bohat asan. Lekin dunia ko hasil karna mushkil. But to acquire this dunya, very hard. You have to work and slog and give your life for this dunya, and you won't even achieve it. Then he mentioned, akhirat ko samajna mushkil. To understand akhirat, difficult. So you might say, no, but Mona, what are you talking? I understood akhirat. So now, how was the benchmark now? If you understood, where's the benchmark? A sahabi by name, Haris bin Malik radiallahu anhu, asked by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how you woke up? He said, I woke up with true iman. Then that, he said, because he understood akhirat, he said, I spent my day fasting, I spent my night in the ibadat of Allah, I can see Jannat in front of me and the people of Jannat enjoying the comforts of Jannat, as though Jahannam, and I can hear the yelling and the screaming of the people of Jahannam, it's also in front of my eyes, I can hear it. So Rasulullah got very, very happy with this answer. He said, Arafta falz, we've recognized, now remain steadfast. So he understood. So because he understood, what he did? He spent his day fasting. He spent his night in ibadah. So he understood. Now sometimes you might think, I understand akhirat. So if you understand akhirat, what are you doing to achieve akhirat? So he said, to understand akhirat, very, very difficult. But to achieve akhirat is very easy. The rich man can get it, the poor man can get it. The black man can get it, the white man can get it. You say, Subhanallah, what Allah will give you. Alhamdulillah, you mentioned also. Tamlaw ma bayna as-samaa. See, La ilaha illallah, what Allah will give you. More, take La ilaha illallah. We heard this also before, but as you mentioned before, the previous bayan, this Fazail Amal Allah, masterpiece of Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali. It's very, very important. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, this kitab is now for us to do. Because the mindset is just of dunya, dunya, dunya. So reading this kitab, you start identifying with the life of Sahaba. How they thought. So important. So he said, to understand akhirat is very difficult. Achieve akhirat is very, very easy. So this is what we have to start analyzing and see now. How can also we make effort now to achieve this real life of akhirat? Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they understood. They understood it and they worked very hard to achieve it. If I understood it, then I'll be giving more time for akhirat. Imagine the sahabi, then in the end he made a statement. Rasulullah got very happy with his answer. He said, O Nabi of Allah, make dua for me. What do I ask for? And he said, O Nabi of Allah, what dua will you make for? You offer a dua, what you make? So he made dua. O Nabi of Allah, make dua that I must get shahadat. See, because the mindset was right. He understood akhirat, he understood the benefit of akhirat. He said, O Nabi of Allah, make dua, Allah must give me shahadat. So then Nabi Sallam made this dua for him. A few days later, the call is made for jihad. Announcement is made, he goes and becomes a martyr in the path of Allah. So he understood and he made dua. So we also have to start now, slowly make dua and ask for this now. That we have to understand Allah Ta'ala has kept, akhirat is a real thing. So how we can achieve and work hard for akhirat. So as mentioned, three statements again, dunya ka koi qeemat nahi, dunya has no value, dunya ki waqt qeemti hai. The time of dunya is precious. Take this back home, the time of dunya. Appreciate every moment of dunya. Why? Because this will have an impact on your akhirat. The second statement, that zindagi nahi hai, jiske andar maut hai. Life is not life where there's death. The real life is that life in which there is no death. The third statement he made was that dunya ko samajna bahut aasan hai. To understand dunya is very easy. But to achieve dunya is difficult. To understand akhirat, very it's hard, but to achieve it, very, very easy. So let us change our focus now. That we have been sent for this reason. Sahabi mentioned that, you know, as the days are going, dunya is coming to an end. As the days are going, akhirat is coming closer. Both have children. Dunya has children, akhirat has children. So Ali radiallahu anhu advises in this hadith in this that kunu min abna'il akhirah, be from the children of akhirah. Why? Fain al amal yom wala hisab. Today is an opportunity and there's no accountability. Wal ghad hisab wala amal. Tomorrow is only accountability. There's no opportunity. So Allah gave us this life opportunity. Value every moment. Let us try and do a lot of good deeds. The more good deeds we will do, whatever we can do, the more good deeds we will do. This will be a means of attracting Allah's mercy and Allah's help for us. And also for the ummah, Allah give us tawfiq to understand